Good morning. It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm Molly Stenson for Kate Archer Kent. It's one of Wisconsin's largest and most diverse counties. Today, we're going to Kenosha County to meet the new county executive. Her name is Samantha Kirkman, and she's made history as the first woman to lead the county. She left the legislature after more than 22 years and took office just 3 weeks ago. What do you think are the biggest issues facing Kenosha? We'd love to hear from you. We're at 1-800-642-1234, ideas@wpr.org. Samantha Kirkman, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Molly. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. So you're the first woman to hold this position in the 40-some years since it was established, and that means you'll be leaving the legislature. Why move from state government to county government?
Well, and it's such a unique transition because I'm still holding both roles right now for the next, you know, month and a half here as I transition out of Madison. And Madison has given me the opportunity to learn and to listen and to, you know, meet, you know, everybody in Kenosha County. So it was a great place to get my feet wet. And now I'm going to bring that experience, you know, to this role as county exec. I worked closely with the previous, county exec on many issues. I worked with him both in the legislature and, you know, in his role as county exec. I have strong relationships currently with the current legislative delegation that represents Kenosha County at the state level and at the federal level. So I'm looking forward to using my experience in a different role now to represent Kenosha County as the county exec. And it's very exciting. There have only been 6 women, actually, throughout the state to hold the role of elected county execs. So there's 12 currently elected county execs throughout the state. The other counties, you know, have the county board chair as their leader, usually with the county administrator. So it is a pretty special group of folks who lead their counties.
Right. You're a trailblazer. So you're moving from legislating, though, to governing. You know, this is...
Correct.
Like most local government, nonpartisan. How are you going to approach running the county?
Well, again, I've already, you know, kind of hit the ground running here in the last couple of weeks. The previous county exec and I had a 2-week transition where he brought in many of the administrators and the directors to get schooled up on the programs that the county was running, their budgets, and meeting people. I also did some pop-ins on my own and just, you know, stopping in at different, facilities and meeting the employees. You know, Kenosha County has just shy of 1,100 employees that run and keep the operations going. And so it is my goal to get out there and do a lot of hands-on meetings and meetings with constituents and doing things I would like to do Saturday mornings in the park with Sam in the summertime and, you know, at the parks, get people out, seeing what beautiful, little assets we have in Kenosha County that they might not have been aware of. And then, you know, work on the budget as I take input from constituents, because that will start in the fall. And so that's the big responsibility that the county exec has to do.
Sure. Well, another big responsibility is public safety, right? And homicides have more than doubled last year in Kenosha County. You said you plan to work with the sheriff and local police to reduce crime. What needs to happen?
Well, and I've, you know, again, the sheriff and I have already had some conversations. I've also reached out to our local police chiefs in the area, and I want to sit down and have a roundtable discussion. What are we doing? What are we seeing? What types of crime are we seeing in the county? And how can we, you know, focus our resources towards trying to combat those issues. High-speed chases seem to be very one of the things that you hear about as, you know, constituents have talked to me. We have major thoroughfares like, you know, with the interstate, but we also have Green Bay Road and some state highways in which people travel through to go either north or south, so either to Milwaukee or to Chicago. So that's where a lot of those chases are happening. And, you know, really endangering public safety here.
So is this an issue that can be solved at the county level?
Well, with the sheriff's department, correct. I mean, you have to work closely. In Kenosha County, we will be getting a new sheriff. Dave Beth, our current sheriff, is retiring as well. after 20 years. And so in August, we'll have a primary and then the general election in November. So I think people are really talking about it because it's going to be something that's really prevalent this election cycle.
Yeah. We're speaking with Samantha Kirkman this morning. She was the first woman elected Kenosha County executive. Well, I want to ask you, too, about the opioid epidemic. Last year, the majority of drug-related deaths in Kenosha County involved fentanyl. I understand the county's now supplying fentanyl testing strips to some people. People are receiving Narcan training. Will those help reduce overdoses?
Well, and this is where my role as state representative intersects with the county exec position. Last session, we passed a bill to legalize the fentanyl testing strips. As you mentioned, the overdoses have skyrocketed here in Kenosha County. And, you know, it's because the drugs are coming up from the north and the south, and folks are, you know, using drugs that are laced with fentanyl and not realizing that this is a way to let folks know that they're, if they are going to be using drugs, to make sure that it doesn't have fentanyl. So I've been working with our public health director and our behavioral health administrators. Last weekend, I participated with the Drug Take Back Day in our county. And last year, Wisconsin led the way just behind Texas for the amount of drugs that we collected and were able to dispose of safely. So during that event, we actually did Narcan training and handed out testing strips to people. And I'll give an example. A dad came and his daughter's, you know, attending college, and he is worried about her. And so he came and got tested for, or got the training for Narcan and the test strips to be very familiar and try to, you know, learn some of the symptoms and things that he should be watching out for if his daughter is using. So those are the types of outreach that we're trying to do to try to be preventative. Also then working with our public health partners to try to bring information to try to get folks to not use drugs in the first place. And how can we do that and work together? This is where I want to work with other communities, other counties, to find out what's working.
Do you have the resources you need to adequately address the problem?
Well, this is where you sit down with the director of our human services department. I have commissioned and received some of the information and where we're spending our dollars right now. Our budgets are an annual cycle. So this is over the summer. This is where we're going to look to see what has been working, what hasn't been working, and how can we, if we need more resources, try to bring in more resources. The human services budget is just over $100 million. Most of that comes from state and federal partners. So again, if we are leading the way, and I asked this question last weekend, do we get more than other counties do to help us combat it? And, you know, in a number of cases we do. So again, it's using those resources that we're getting in a way that tries to prevent the issue from even happening. And that's really what I want to look at, is the prevention program. How can we get in there, get the information to our young people to not even use drugs? That is so important. I have two boys. They're in high school. They're 16 and 14. And I look to them as, you know, the population that I'm trying to help not go down that path.
Right. We're speaking with Samantha Kirkman, the newly elected Kenosha County executive. She was just elected in April after serving more than 20 years in the state assembly. You can join in. 1-800-642-1234. Stay with us on The Morning Show. I'm Molly Stentz. You're listening to the Ideas Network. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Molly Stentz. We're speaking with Kenosha County Executive Samantha Kirkman. She was elected in April after serving the state legislature for more than two decades. What are the biggest challenges Kenosha faces today? You can join in. 1-800-642-1234. You can always email us, ideas@WPR.org. Well, Samantha, we've got a call coming in. I want to go next to Dawn in Kenosha joining us this morning. Good morning, Dawn. What's on your mind?
Good morning. Good morning, Sam. Congratulations, longtime supporter. I'm very curious as to what plans you may help put in place so that if Kenosha County and the city of Kenosha have issues with more riots that we had 2 years ago, I feel the former county exec and our sheriff and our mayor did nothing to protect property and people within the city.
Well, this is where we need to work together. Like I said, public safety is a huge issue, and I talked about it all the time. And it could be from those, you know, high-speed chases, but to more significant events like the riots that we faced in 2020. And this is where having those relationships, communicating right away that we need help. There should have been no time between what the events had started to calling and asking for additional resources through the governor and through, you know, our federal government more quickly than we did. We have faced crises before in Kenosha County. I always go back, I bring up 2020, but there were flooding in 2017 where Fox River and many other areas of the county were impacted so greatly by traumatic floods in July. And we needed more help and more resources right away. To help us, help our first responders who were out trying to help people get their belongings out of their house and everything, and just keeping people safe. And so as county exec, this is one of those things where, you know, seeing what the problem is and immediately acting and working together with either, you know, the city of Kenosha or whatever community is impacted by whatever event might come our way. And this is something that I've done in my time in the legislature, but wore a different hat, and now as county exec, again, working very closely with our emergency government and our law enforcement partners, our federal, state, and local partners together.
Do you, and thanks, Dawn, for the call this morning. County Executive Kirkman, I wonder, do you think, could that issue happen again, where you have a police shooting in your county of a citizen, and then this huge outcry? Could you see that happening again?
I don't want it to happen again, first off. And again, hopefully, you know, working with, you know, our law enforcement partners, there's more training, enhanced things. And again, just the community in general. So something like that doesn't happen. And we don't have to handle that. But again, if there is, this is where we want to work together to help keep our community safe.
Yeah. Well, I also want to ask you about development in Kenosha. So there's in the Kenosha Innovation Neighborhood, I understand that the city is converting the site of the Chrysler engine plant to this big project to focus on workforce training, job placement. What's the county's role in that project?
Well, the city has taken the lead. Obviously, it's their property. They own it right now. Again, it's been a lot of state, federal resources that have gone into cleaning up that particular site. You know, the mayor's vision there is to really, you know, have the Innovation Center with the partner of the school district. There's another building nearby that site. It's called the Brown Bank Building, which they're redeveloping right now. It's got great bones in it to bring in the services to those communities. There's six communities around that neighborhood that are very challenged. I, over the last summer, have been trying to go out and reach and talk to people in informal ways to get feedback on what really is needed in those neighborhoods to help lift people up bring, as we talked about, economic development is something that Kenosha County, we are just leading the way here in Wisconsin. We've added more than 12,000 jobs in the last 10 years. Very proud of that because at the state level, I've helped to bring through WEDIC. We've been partners many times to help companies locate here in Kenosha County or expand. I mean, we have longtime community businesses like Snap-on and Jockey who've made a commitment to staying here, expanding here, and being here for the future. So the Kin neighborhood, Jockey is actually right next door to where that property is. And so they've been very proactive to trying to work with the mayor on what the vision for that area is. But then again, bringing in community stakeholders and the community itself. What does the community want? And I think that is so critical.
And does the county have enough affordable housing for the workforce that well, you'd be attracting here?
Well, and that is where those conversations with our the stakeholders, the housing community is so important. There are some communities in Western Kenosha County, they do not want any growth whatsoever. And there are other communities that have the ability to grow and add housing to it. Somebody was telling me a figure, and I haven't been able to verify it yet, that 12 years ago, roughly 13 years ago, we had more than 800 housing starts, you know, construction permits were given in a year. Now it's down to about 200 or 300 building permits in a year. So those are really striking numbers to me that I haven't, you know, I'm trying to dive in deep to figure out what, you know, why were there so many given 12 years ago and not as many today. I know the land availability, the cost of land is very, very high, and developers, there's a lot of expenses that go into to bring in housing developments into to a particular neighborhood or area.
Yeah, is there a role for the county to play? I mean, can you incentivize developers to build more affordable workforce housing?
And this is where you partner with the state and federal government. So yes, there are programs that are available in certain developers do seek out to use those programs that are already on the books and how to make them more affordable so we can get housing that people can afford. The cost of land has just gone up. That's a huge challenge. It's a good challenge, but it's a huge challenge when you're trying to buy, a starter home, you know, for a family who, you know, mom and dad are both working now, you know, so they have that pride in the neighborhood. And you know, I do say that really does help strengthen the neighborhood is when people have home ownership. So in those kin neighborhoods or near kin, that is really important too, is trying to strengthen those neighborhoods where people, you know, through programs like Habitat for Humanity and other community partner programs, where people can realize their dream. And those are really important. I've been participating with them. If there is a way for the county to help participate or just be a supporter of those programs that are already going on. So not duplicating services, but helping those that are trying and already doing the programs.
Yeah. And is that where you see most of the development happening? I mean, do you imagine that most of the development in Kenosha is going to occur in the city as opposed to the more rural parts of the county?
Well, again, it's probably layered. You know, you have the city of Kenosha, but then you have Summers and Pleasant Prairie that have many housing starts. Bristol as well, which are closest to the interstate. But then you have some of the more rural communities like the town of Paris and the town of Brighton, which have very strict housing, zoning and planning standards in those communities. So, again, trying to support those communities and what they want for their future. And again, being very proactive in reaching out. And that's where you have to, as county exec, being out and listening to people, what do they want for their community and where do they see it going forward in the future?
Yeah. Well, we're speaking with newly elected Kenosha County Executive Samantha Kirkman. And before we have to let you go, I want to ask you as a recently elected official, you know, we've been watching this review of the 2020 election, and I wonder how much confidence you have currently in the integrity of Wisconsin elections.
And this is where I tell people to get involved in the process, learn about the process, become a poll worker, be a poll observer. To be a poll worker, you have to reside in the county in which you're a poll worker. Reach out to your local county parties, either Republican or Democrat, sign up to be a poll worker through them, and work in your community to really help the process and learn the process. Again, just being on the ballot, winning by just over 800 votes, it's something that it is the foundation of our government. If people don't have trust and faith in our election process, it's something that will impact us going forward. So I really hope people, you know, become involved and see the process for themselves. And try to help out their clerks.
Should we have this review? Should it continue?
I believe review is always good. You know, being the co-chair of the Joint Audit Committee in Madison for 20 years, being on the committee for 20 years and being the co-chair of the last 12, I believe audits are always good to take a look at things, to look at them from a different perspective, ask some difficult questions. So again, just like many other state programs that I've audited over the years, elections should be looked at and reviewed. And again, this is where people should get involved at their local level, really pay attention to what the clerks are doing. They do a great job in helping out that way. So.
Well, that's all the time we have this morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me on.
We've been speaking with newly elected Kenosha County Executive Samantha Kirkman. Up next is news and a story of our Wisconsin life. Then we'll hear from Eau Claire-based musician Sean Carey. I'm Molly Stentz. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.